I'm Jay Struberg with these top stories. Authorities in North Carolina are facing more pressure to release officer body cam footage of the fatal shooting of Andrew Brown Jr. Sheriff's deputies shot and killed Brown nearly 2 weeks ago as they were serving drug-related warrants. His death has sparked protests. Today, family members and others attended his funeral where calls for accountability grew.
So God used Andrew just like he used George Floyd. For to spread his word, for to fight for his people.
In Germany, arrests have been made after an investigation into what authorities described as one of the world's largest child pornography darknet platforms. Prosecutors say the site Boys Town had more than 400,000 registered users before it was shut down. They say content shared was of the most serious sexual abuse of young children. For the 12th straight day, India reported more than 300,000 new COVID cases, and hospitals continue to be overwhelmed. India's case levels were leveling off until about February. But since then, they've skyrocketed. One doctor tells me people let up on precautions.
Guards were down. People were not that serious after the decrease in the first few number of patients. And there was a lot of people who were roaming around. There were a lot of parties and the functions which were going. And the guards were down. Masks were not using. COVID protocols were not followed. So I think this might be the reason for increasing the sudden surge of the patients.
And hear more from the doctor on the crisis on Newsy tonight. Back in the U.S., Florida is lifting its remaining pandemic restrictions. The governor signed a bill that gives him authority to overrule actions that cities may take on COVID, but private companies are still allowed to have their own precautions. Governor Ron DeSantis said Florida is no longer in a state of emergency. Similar to the national trend, new infections have been trending down in the state. New York City's subway system will return to full-day service in 2 weeks. Governor Andrew Cuomo made the announcement today and was under pressure to act. Fellow New Yorker and Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer said the city that never sleeps should live up to that nickname now.
I want to say that it's a new day in space.
And NASA officially has a new administrator. Bill Nelson was sworn in today by Vice President Kamala Harris. The former Florida senator has been a longtime advocate of the space agency. He once flew in orbit on a space shuttle back in the 1980s. I'm Jay Struberg, and this is Newsy.